Good morning. You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Surfaces 2020, and I'm in the Happy Feet International space. I'm with Casey Johnson, the owner, and his son and sidekick, CJ. You guys doing all right?
We're doing good today, Kemp.
Yeah.
And by the way, happy birthday, Kemp.
Yeah, thanks.
I think, are you 50?
No, a little more than that.
Okay. Yeah. Look good.
CJ, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you. All right, so let's talk a little bit of background first. You started this, you were actually spent 22 years at Shaw Industries, okay? You saw this opportunity early on, this LVT opportunity.
Yeah.
So you started your own company and got some financial backing, started it, I guess, so what, about 8 years ago, is that right?
Financial backing, no, that's my 401k plan.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
It was gone.
Uh-huh.
It's coming back now a little bit.
All right.
I started in May 2012, and it was awesome.
Uh-huh.
But I did it with all my Shaw training. I miss my friends, though, so bad for many years. Now they're my friends again, so it's good. We're all good.
And you've actually brought a few of them, like Jim Curtin and a couple other select people. You brought them on
before. We handpicked some of the best ones. We got 300 years experience from Shaw. Jim Curtin, mainly the sales manager. We got Wealth in Chitwood, Guy Gazzilli, to name a few. We even hired one of their handymen, didn't we, for 27 years.
Yeah.
It's 319 years total. It's great. Thank you, Shaw.
Yeah. All right. So what sets you apart? If you talk about Happy Feet, you know, what's your unique selling proposition?
I'd say we want to be a company that's like you guys, small independent retailer. We're entrepreneurial. You can call us on the phone. We'll pick it up. We'll tell you the truth. Okay, we want you to make more money off us. We don't sell everybody. Okay, we focus mainly on the independent retailer. We sell 1,000 people across this great country, right, CJ?
Yeah.
1,000 people. It may go to 1,500 someday, but mainly in the Southeast, the Midwest. We hope you make more money on our products. We want to see you be successful. If you can say to me next year when you buy from us, you're good for my business, that's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. We're good for your business. Right, CJ?
We're passionate, too. Passion's the biggest thing. We want to execute with passion. We don't want to make lackadaisical mistakes. We love it. We might make a mistake. We're little guys.
Well, I'd say, too, you're professional but informal, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Curtin's trying to change the game. He wants to have titles. We got to wear these same shirts. But it's good. A little bit of structure's good. But we want to have fun, too. Life is short. It goes fast, Kemp, doesn't it? You're 60.
Yeah.
I'm 57. I can't believe it.
Uh-huh.
So every day, we're going to make it count. We're going to tell the truth and have some fun. If we're not laughing a little bit every day, I'm going to call you out on it.
Yeah.
Once in a while, Curtin gets a little serious. We make him have a laugh or two.
All right. Well, how about this logo? I like that. That kind of says it in a nutshell, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. A little smile. We think it's professional. We got tough competition, man. We face the Tigers every day. Mohawk, Shaw, Mannington. They're great companies. So we don't live in fear, but we got to be careful. They can eat us up if we're not careful. So we got to be good every single day. And I do love our people. If you have to sum it up, really, our number one thing is our employees and the customer. That's all we think about every day.
So tell me about 19. I mean, everybody knows 19. We thought it was going to be a good year. It wasn't that good a year. But for you guys, it was okay, right?
We had a good year. I mean, we beat the tariffs. We had to buy another warehouse to put all the inventory we brought in to beat the tariffs. We didn't grow like we wanted to. I think we grew 12%, but we're pretty happy about that.
Okay.
We wanted to grow 40.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but we got some good people. We invested a lot of money. We got a new marketing company, hence this label, our new booth.
Yeah.
But we're set up for the future. We reinvest every profit we have, don't we, CJ?
Yeah,
that's why we wear the same clothes every day, me and CJ.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, look, you see we match. Yeah. You like that?
I like it.
All right, so you've also made, real quick on this, you've made some major investments. I mean, you bought buildings in Chattanooga, and you're expanding, right?
Yeah. It's pretty lucky that we found these buildings in Chattanooga. Our average buy-in in Chattanooga, we have 250,000 square feet, is $18 a foot. You can't do that in California or Colorado or Texas. So we're lucky to find those buildings. It enables us to bring a lot of inventory in from Korea, from Vietnam, from China, and service you guys. Right now, we have zero back orders. We're taking 125 to 150 orders a day. Zero back orders. And it may change. We may run out of something down the road, but not for long. NFL.
All right. So the story today with you guys is the Black Label Collection, right? Tell us about that.
Black Label is like the best vinyl plank we think's ever made in the world. It has a rigid core. And rigid can be kind of rigid sometimes. So we put a vinyl top, 0.7 millimeter vinyl top with a balanced vinyl on the bottom so it's balanced with an EIR embossing, a 28 mil wear layer, paint a bevel. We have 7 wood colors that are non-rustic, real modern, okay, with a paint a bevel that clicks in with 3 tiles. You can see the marble down here, and they're beautiful. You can go from a kitchen to a living room with no transitions. And we think the size, 9 by 60 on the wood and the tile, 9 by 30, we made that up. We said, hey, we were in the Atlanta airport one day. We said, we love these Mohawk carpet tiles. It's a good size. Let's make a vinyl plank that size. Mm-hmm. It came out pretty good. We're not afraid to take chances. Have we made some mistakes? Yeah, a few, not many. But we think this is going to be big. Come try it out. Come buy some.
So you used to be mostly wood look, and you've gone longer on the stone look, haven't you?
Tile's tough, CJ. Tile's tough because they're small jobs. They're 200, 300 feet. We're sitting on tile from 7 years ago. Uh-huh. So we said, let's don't make a tile 12 by 24 or 18 by 18. Let's make one 9 by 36. Maybe it can be a floor plank too as well. We'll see on this one. Because if we don't move something, no one's going to like it. There's so much tile on the market they're discounting from every manufacturer because they sit on it for a long time. But you got to have some of it if you want to have the product line that fits everybody.
So, CJ, other than being his right-hand man, I mean, you go over and actually do a lot of quality control checks in the countries where you source, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just keep the wheel spinning, trying to improve the dopper every day. I don't try to track down this wild man. He's competitive. I think I got the competitive genes. But I don't know. We stay busy, my friend.
Kip, here's one thing you got to be careful. Everybody knows this. Okay, when we first started, we didn't know what we were doing as much as we do now, and we're 7,000 miles away. You can have a pretty good supplier, and they can go bad on you if you don't check them.
Right.
Because you're a long ways away. You've got to go over there every couple of months.
They know to load that B quality in the middle of the container, don't they?
They can do it. If they got, you know, you never know if they have integrity. Yeah. They say they do.
Yeah.
We had last year a guy that was great for us. In fact, he was the first guy that put us in a rigid core faster than any other company 4 years ago. We had rigid core 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and he was tremendous. But all of a sudden something happened, and he started making bad products. We probably had, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand in claims in 6 months. We got our money back. We took care of all the claims. But he was horrible for us. So we had to go find new suppliers. And CJ does that.
It's frustrating, man. I cracked up in laughter one day. I said, I mean, this is nuts, man. This supply chain by lat. I said, this is the hardest thing. But this is great. It only can get easier from here. We started dealing in Korea. It's amazing. Vietnam, it's been easy. I love it. I love the challenge.
It's going to be a good year, isn't it, 2020?
It's going to be a great year,
yeah.
Okay. I think. Why not?
All right, guys, good to talk to you again. Been talking to Casey Johnson and his son, CJ, at Happy Feet International, and you've been watching Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.